And I stayed there not too by myself, not about 10, 12 years ago.
On purpose or just?
Yeah. Of course, I'd been afraid of it. Now, if he'd come in the house, he could have had the house.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you stayed there when you were 10 or 12, did you stay there to see the light? Or?
Well, we lived there.
Oh.
My folks was out at Run. I was supposed to be going to school out there. Every time I got a chance, I'd come back out to the ranch, and they'd just have to haul me back to Run. Uh-huh.
Oh, you lived in Ryan during the week and then?
Yeah, during school time. So.
Uh-huh. Did you get home on weekends?
Yeah.
Hmm. If two things are pretty much alike, but not just exactly alike, how different would you say they were?
What's that now?
If two things are just about alike, and somebody said, are these things just exactly alike? You'd say, no, they're
a little off line or something.
Mm-hmm.
We've been done when we got on those doors.
Well, that's the best part.
Yeah.
What do you say to people in the morning when you first meet them?
Well, you say good morning or hello or...
Anything else?
No. Fine morning. Just doing to who you're talking to. A lot of people I can talk to and a lot of people I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I used to back when I was a kid. I didn't think old people wanted you to talk to them at all. But old people now, they notice that and they want you to talk to them.
Mm-hmm. If you're introduced to somebody, what do you say to him?
Well, I'd say... meet Mr. So-and-so here.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I introduced you to somebody, what would you say?
If what now?
If I introduced you to somebody, what
well,
would you say?
You'd say, well, I want you to meet Mr. Gaines, Mr. So-and-so.
No, I was thinking, I'd say, Mr. Gaines, this is Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
Then what would you say?
Well, I'd say, glad to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Shake hands with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that helps a lot to shake hands. People used to just shake hands.
It certainly does.
They ought to do that now. You know, be more friendly. I know I've seen people and I thought they'd be stuck up and didn't like them much and get acquainted with them and you liked them and they was friendly and wanted to be your friend.
Uh-huh. You just can't tell from the outside.
That's right.
And sometimes there'll be a fellow and his wife, and one of those will make the other one act like he does or she does.
Yeah.
You can't tell. If you want somebody to come back and see you again, what do you say to him?
Well, I'd say, they'll come back sometime if you can.
Mm-hmm.
See us.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any special greeting that you used on Christmas morning?
Yeah. Some people I can talk to and some I can't.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I can take a drink or two and...
It really comes out, huh?
Get to a dance and I can get pretty friendly.
What did you say on Christmas morning?
I'll just say, Christmas gift or something.
Uh-huh. And this this meant they were supposed to give you something?
Well, no, just, you know, and say that. Christmas Eve was the biggest day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus come that night. Hell, I was 10, 12 years old before I knew the difference. Now, they didn't let you know it.
Oh, no.
I'd see kids that 15 years old that didn't know what the regular Santa